I'm from Bug Life and the Invertebrate Conservation Trust, and our Southwest office is based in Plymouth. People's reaction to my job is often, that's a strange thing. Mm. Why do you do that? Why do you conserve invertebrates? So, invertebrates are 98% of all the animal species on our planet. So one of the reasons why we think they're so important, we should conserve them, because they're most of the stuff out there, most of the species out there, most of our wildlife. So to neglect them is kind of missing the big picture, really. There are 1,200,000 species of invertebrates on our planet, described species, and it's estimated there may be 10 million out there. So there's quite a lot we don't know. So we really need to conserve them because they're the bulk of the wildlife on our planet. And of course, they're very important to us because they provide lots of services. They pollinate our crops. They provide the basis for our fisheries. So we have direct fisheries like crabs and lobsters and things, but they're also food for all the fish out there. They support our wildlife. They're food for our bats, for our birds, for our badgers. They keep our soils healthy. Worms break down dead matter, and they keep our soils aerated and functioning and rich. And also, invertebrates are good for our health. So we get chemicals from certain invertebrates which we can use in medicine. There are 16 chemicals that we get from the medicinal leech, which is now a rare invertebrate in the UK. And we're discovering new ones all the time. You hear of new cancer-fighting drugs that are found in deep-sea sponges and things. So there's a lot out there that we really don't know yet of what other extra benefits invertebrates can be for us.